We thank you for your presence that is here with us this morning. I thank you for praise and worship. I thank you just for the members, Lord God, that just continually just growing in you. We thank you that the word going forward, Lord, none of me but all of you, I lay myself down and ask that the Holy Spirit rise up in that time of need. So, Father, we thank you, and we give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Today, I was praying, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what? I wasn't sure if I was doing a meeting message, but I figured, you know, we always have to be ready at all times. Amen. 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 So, I'm going to talk today about trusting and trusting God in his word, because in some areas of our walk, we trust God and we expect for him to come through. Amen. Sometimes we're just comfortable and we know exactly where we trust God and we say, okay, God, I got you here. No problem. I can do this. Finance, some people do it in finances, some people do it in healing. I know for me it's healing, finances too. Just, I'm going to get around to it, I don't want to go too fast. Healing for me, I expect to be healed. Amen. I mean, I take God at his word that I am healed. And any symptoms that come by, I have seen it over and over and over in my life where I have seen him healed, not going to the doctor. I'm like, okay, I'm trusting God for his word. And in that area, I am good. Even when things come up, I'm like, okay, Lord, your word says, right? I go back to what the word says. And in some areas, I'm not that confident. You know, we do have to say, okay, God, some areas here I'm not sure, and I have to continue to trust you. Now, I know Talima, I know Pastor always talk about her about finances. I talked to her the other day, a couple of weeks ago, and she was ministering to somebody, but she ministered to somebody. She said, Mommy, I don't minister to everybody with the word. I minister where God just blesses me, and I know he blessed me in my finances. Let me tell you, this chick can say she don't have no money. But let me tell you, Talima always got a stash. Always. All the time. I'm like, goodness. She called me and said, I want you to hold some stuff for me. And I'm like, okay. And she sent it to me. I'm like, okay. She said, I'll be telling my friends, listen, I ain't got it all right with God. But I know my finances. She, listen, she paid her tithes. She faithfully paid her tithes, right? She's like, okay, what are y'all doing with the church? I need to know what y'all doing with the church. I got to pay my tithes somewhere. I got to pay my tithes. But she will pay her tithes, and God continually blesses her with her tithes. I mean, he blesses her with everything that she needs. I mean, even little stuff that she needs. Even when she needs a job, I'm like, you the only one I know can be not have a job but have money. I was like, you have a job, man? She has no job. Ain't got money. I'm like, okay. She said, I just trust God in that area. But in other areas, we have to look and have to actually trust God in the word. And sometimes we're just not quite sure, or sometimes we just might not doubt. It could be doubt. It could be uncertainty. It could be a lot of things. It could be just the things that you're going through. All right, the situations that you're in, you're going to say, okay, am I trusting God here? And sometimes we say we believe, trust God, but it's really okay. We behave. Have everybody ever did that? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I know I'm trusting God here, and I've seen this work with somebody else, and I'm going to ask them what they did, and I'm just going to do the same thing they did. But we do that, and the results we get is what? Usually. It's not working, right? Because God blessed them where he met them where they were. And it's, again, he's looking at our heart. At that way, we're doing behavior where we're trying to get the word to work for us. Okay? Now, okay, I'm going to do all my praying. I'm going to do all my scriptures. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. Let me tell you, it's a joke going around just in the family that, you know, as I'm going through my journey here, I always tell people I'm trusting God, right? So, you know that thing, I'm trusting God, it's a commercial that they say, and it's funny because they always get on me like, listen, Mommy, Mama Angela, Angela saying something. She said, I'm just trusting God. So they made a little joke about it. And he said, yeah, she's trusting God in everything. You know that little commercial that is the hot sauce commercial? I put that on everything, right? So they got the joke around me. Mommy had to go, especially Talim and Ma and Mark go, Mommy said, I'm trusting God in everything. So it's a little joke that they got, but it's a running joke. But again, in areas, I have to trust God. I have to trust God. I can't trust myself. I can't trust man. But I do have to trust God and his word, because that's the only thing I know. That when it's a joke, but for me, that's all I know. Amen. I have to trust God, and I have to trust him at his word and believe what his word says. Now, I'm going to make some points today. And one of my points is this. We have to come to him in faith. Amen. God loves us when we come to him in faith. But what is faith? Let's see what the Bible says about faith. Faith is confidence in what you hope for, an assurance about what you do not see. Right? We don't see it. It's not maybe in the manifestation, but we still have to stand. That's what he tells us. Stand and doing everything that you do, you got to stand. Amen? Amen. Because if we doubt, that was Hebrews 11:1. If you want to just have it for your notes. Because when you believe, like, I'm going to tell you a story. When I first got born again, I really believed that I was born again, right? But then as I got older and got in the Word and circumstances happened, and then you go to doubting and you go on and on, and you know, you go with your lifestyle, and you're not so excited like you was the first day you got born again. And I said, maybe I need to get born again. Am I the only one that did that? Oh, okay, I know. Because I think I need to go up here and pray again. And I have seen people that come into church, they got born again, then they're here for a couple of Sundays, and then somebody said their prayer, and then they come back up here and get born again because they really not sure what they did. But when we first get born again, and we really, really, really get born again. Now, the first time I got born again, short story, I was not quite born again. I did it because somebody told me to do it. Right? I said, I'm going to go, but my aunt was like, go get born again. You need to get born again. I'm like, okay. So she pushed me up there to do it. But after years later, I decided to give my life to God. And as I gave my life to God, I got really, well, I believe, you know, that I'm born again. I didn't have to be born again, right? So with that, I had to trust God in every area where my faith was, you know what? I believe that I'm born again. Something that I don't see, but I know. It's a knowing, right? And that's what we have to get with our faith and trusting him in the areas of our life. So with that, we need to say, you know what, God? Let me just trust you. And what do your words say about trusting you in God? And I'm going to go back to Hebrews 11:6, and it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder who eagerly, urgently seek him. Okay, let me stop. We're going to go one. I want to just look at one point there. It says, we have to believe first he exists. Right? Because some people, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The problem is this, that some people don't believe that he's a rewarder to them. They don't look at that. They look at their circumstances. They go, you know, they take themselves, and I call it works. We do the work. We're believing, We don't see it, but we're still believing and we're working on it. So, okay, let me see what I'm doing. And then we say, okay, I'm going to just make sure that I'm praying, that I'm in the Word, and that I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to do to get the reward. But again, God doesn't look at the works. He looks in at our hearts. Our hearts have to go there. Because with me, I know I had to come in my life with a time that I have to really trust God, and not because of the works that I do, but I had to believe him because what he said for one thing, and then believing and trusting him is another thing. But then my heart had to line up with that. Amen? Because sometimes we do that, but our heart is totally not lined up with the Word of God. Because of the works that we do, he said, if you don't, that's something different. That's not to go with this. But we have to trust God and give him our whole heart. You have to give him you. You have to say, God, here I am. Work within me. And that's where I am. God, work me first. And then anything else can spill out, as we talked a few weeks ago. But we really have to put our faith and trust in God and believe that he is a rewarder. He wants to reward you. Let me tell you, I got kids. I love my kids. I talk about my kids because I'm a mother. But when they want something, I want to give it to them. I want to be able to supply it for them. I want to give it to them. I don't want them to doubt. But we got to look at God at the same way. He wants to show you off. He wants to say, this is my baby. Look at him. He's prospering. Look at my baby. All the things that I'm doing for him. And that way we can be out to be we take that same thing that God does for us, and then that's our testimony to be a blessing, that we get the glory in it. And that's how he gets the glory, just because we can now minister to somebody else. Amen? And trust God at that. They say, okay, God, you got me. I would say that you got me. But I want to make sure that the me inside of me, my heart, is lined up with your word. Because if it's not, then again, I'm just doing works. I'm just praying, I'm just reading the scripture, and just doing the work, but not focusing on, okay, God, trusting you, believing it even when I don't see it. Even when I'm sick, I said, God, I can't look at the circumstances. I can't look at, the corp. I do say it because this is what it is, but I always say, but your word says I am healed. Amen. So we have to say, put him, we have to put him at his word. We have to say, okay, God, are you rewarding me? Do I believe that? So before you can get anything, you can't eagerly seek him if you're not believing that he is going to give it to you. You can say, believe me, give it to somebody else, but God, can you just bless me? Amen. Amen. And then after you do that, then you can expect the last part of it. Then you can eagerly, you can earnestly seek him. And earnestly seeking him is with your whole heart. Again, not works. Make sure you're not doing works, but make sure your heart is in it. Amen. That even anything that you do on your job, I'm doing this job as unto the Lord. And anything that we put our hands to, we should say, I'm doing this as unto the Lord. I'm going to do my best at this. And then you get a reward for that. Amen. We find favor with man and we find favor with God. So that's my point number one. Point number two, God graciously provides for us. He wants to so bad to provide for us. Have you ever seen, and I'm going to take Claudio for example. Y'all know when Claudio was little, everybody that know when he was here. How did he dress? He had all name brand everything at the age of one. Talima made sure that everybody saw her baby, and she dressed him with the Tommy Hilfigers, with the, what was it, Jordans, the Reeboks, everything. I used to go shopping. She was like, "Mommy, do not go shopping with Claudio for Claudio unless it's name brand. Because I only put name brand on my baby." I said, "The boy is going to grow out of this, and you're spending all this money for something that's just going to be for a little bit. He's not going to wear it that long," but she didn't care. Claudio could not wear nothing unless it was name brand. She said her thing was he's a boy, so he got to look. That's the only time that he can look good is when he's wearing the name brand. Let's see. Let's look. Let God look at us like that. Right? He wants us to wear the best. He wants people to look at us the way Tanima had us looking at Claudio, like, look at him at 1 year old with Jordans. I'm like, okay. So God wants to, he wants to put that all on us. Amen. He wants us to represent him and look good. And we, oh, yes. And a hair fly, nails, name, everything done. I don't get my nails done, but hair fly, clothes, dress. But he do wants the best for all of us, right? And he wants to reward us. He wants to give it to us. He wants us to look. He wants to be able to look at his babies and say, "Ooh, that's my girl. That's my boy. That's my guy. Oh, that's my girl." All right? Amen. He wants us to be that. He wants us to show us off. He wants us to be able to say, "Look what my God did for me." Amen. That's your testimony. Amen. Amen. He wants to give it to us. And the worries of life. He always say, and I'm going to just go to Matthew 6. I'm going to read that because it says, and remember we're talking about his the grace of God. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, what you drink, about your body, what to wear. Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you not much more valuable than they are?" Yes, he wants to provide for us, like I said. Now, he is a provider. He always wants us to have more than enough, he's always saying, right? Now, I look at the pantry. It's a storehouse. We always getting, I mean, like I said, God is always blessing the pantry, and it's not like anything that I have to now go out and work so hard for the pantry. I really don't. It's like every time I'm turning around, it's getting full. It's getting full. And they call me, and they was like, "Okay, Angela, we need you to use these grants." I'm like, I have so many of them. Sometimes I got to remember to make an order to be able to use the money that God has supplied for us in the pantry. It's so abundant that he wants us to have a storehouse that we can pour out to the people. Let me tell you, every single week, I remember every single week now we're giving out any kind of meat. Before we used to give out the canned tuna. We got the can, you know. Okay, this time, okay, it's always chicken, fish, turkey. It's always something. Like we had so much chicken last week, we gave it out last week, and we gave it out again this week. And then we ran out of that, and then we gave out ham, and then we gave out more chicken, you know? It's like always more than enough. So I got to remember, like during the week as I'm, you know, organizing the pantry, to remember to actually use the funds. Okay, I'm like, I got this truck coming. But then I remember I got another one that I did not order for that I have to use up. But again, supplying, he wants you to be supplied that you can be able to say, "I'm going to be a blessing to you, Ruth. I'm going to be a blessing to you, Nellie. But Nellie, I want you to be a blessing to Mike or anybody else, you know, around us." He wants to say, "You know what? You got so much that you can now give out." All right, because he wants that provision. He wants to give it to you. Amen. But then we got to trust him at his word. We got to put ourselves in that place where, "God, I'm going to trust you no matter what." This is one thing that I used to love to hear Gloria Copeland say. She said, because she has a healing ministry, she said, "I'm going to trust God so much that if I get sick and die, I'm going to still stay. I'm going to be dying saying I'm trusting God that she's healed. But again, she's trusting him. And that's where we have to be. We have to go, oh God, I'm providing for you. Now I want to read John 1 and 16. It says, in a minute to get there. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Come down from heaven, from the Father of heaven, light who does not change like shifting shadows. He doesn't change. His word is always the same. It remains the same. Again, we can look in the scriptures over and over and over and over again. God's word never changes. In Psalms 31:11, it says, but the plans of the Lord stands firm forever. The purpose of his heart through all generations. Your generation from generation from generation from generation, it does not change. But we have to continually trust him at his word. We have to practice the word. We have to put him at his word. We got to say, okay, my faith is here. I'm standing and not being moved no matter what I see. I'm just going to trust God at his word. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then I'm almost be finished. I'm going to go read with Numbers, and it's going to be 23:19. And this is what it says. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. He doesn't change his mind. It's always yea and amen. Has he said, and I will not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? His promises is in the word. We have a manual that we live by. We just have to go in it and read it and trust God. Take him at his word. Because I'm sure in your life that you have seen his hands working in it, that's an anchor. You take those things that you have seen God done in your life and you anchor it for you to yourself. God, this I'm anchoring myself on the word that if he did it, then he's going to do it again. And I know a lot of us sometimes in finances, we like, okay, I trust God in my finances, but when circumstances happen, something happens, we kind of freak out for a minute. I know I have, and you know, did I give it a letter? I know better than this. Then I get the letter, I'm like, oh my God, for a minute, just say, oh my God, for a minute, but then I know, I got to anchor myself that, okay, God, you provided right here. And there's been things in my life where I decided, you know, not just, did I decide, I have decided that I wasn't quite sure if this was God. But again, at that point, I didn't anchor myself. I didn't look back to see what he had done. Before, I just was looking at the present standard thing, what was going on in front of me, and I decided, it's a decision that you make, to trust God or not. So I looked at that situation, I don't know. And again, I let fear come in, and fear is in front of your face. And then you go, okay, but then you got to stop and say, what does the word say about this situation or what I'm going through in my finances? Amen. Anything happens in your house. I remember one time my microwave went out. And I'm going to trust God. That's the first time I trust God in an appliance. I was not sure. I'm like, okay, God said I could trust him in everything. I'm going to trust him that this microwave is going to work. So I stopped. I prayed. I laid hands on the microwave. And then the microwave started to work. But, again, everything he said. He didn't say not appliances, not your car. Amen. I know sometimes if my car go out, I'm like, okay, my car, I need some work done. Am I trusting God that he's going to provide me the things that I need, the money that I need? Let me tell you, always. And you know what happens always? I always get a discount. Something happened, go wrong with my car. Listen, I lay hands on my car. I'm driving. It's got the one car I'm laying hands on. I'm making sure that it's going to run. And I need to anoint my car. So y'all do that. Anoint your car. Let me tell you. Finish out. You just got the car. Anoint the car. Yes. Make sure it's, keep it running. Keep it running. Let me, I pray for my car. I pray for the cars around me too. I pray for the people when I'm driving. But yes, I'm laying hands. When I found out the microwave was working, I'm like, okay, we can lay hands on everything now, not just people. We can lay hands on everything. So I'm trusting God that now that I get to that point with everything in my life. Amen. No matter what I'm looking at, no matter what I'm seeing in front of me, I want to be able to trust God in that too, that he will fulfill everything that he needs in every one of our lives. He has a plan for us. He knows the plan. But we got to get involved, you know, get online with God's word. And we say, okay, I'm in line with your word, God. I'm trusting you right now in this word. With anything that's going on in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He has a plan. And he will always come through on the plan. He never changes the plan. I want to leave y'all with this one word that I was reading. I thought it was so powerful for me. So as we're trusting God and going through and believing, you know you're staying in your word. Because the sword is the thing. We got to make sure that we're anchored. You know, God got us armor on. Mm-hmm. Wear your armor daily. Fight that sword. Okay? Resist the devil and he will flee. Just don't say, "Is the devil? Maybe he'll flee." No. Firm. I resist the devil. He's going to flee from my life. But I want to leave you with one thing. As you look back at your life, think about where you put your face in the past, where you could say, "I anchor myself on this. I seen God work here. Okay, Holy Spirit, how are we going to work on the next thing right in front of me right now?" And get that plan and then go forward. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And make sure that you're secure. You look at your life in the back, in the past, and then say to yourself, what made me feel secure in that area? And then go back again and ask God, "God, where am I not trusting you, and where should I be trusting you, and where do I need to put my faith?" It's always in him. It's always trusting him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.